as we're going to visit now with a former Vol great who has an undying hatred, as we all do, for Vanderbilt, Brandon Wharton now joining us, who comes about it honestly, but got the opportunity to ring the bell the other day at midcourt, and they brought him out to say it's basketball time in Tennessee, and I'll bet he's still jacked from that experience. Brandon, good morning to you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Man, let's talk here for a second. What was that like for you? And I know you've come back and you've been back and all that good stuff, but to walk out on that court, sold-out crowd, Vanderbilt, could you feel it in the air that day like I could feel it?
It was great. I don't even know if I could describe it. And you are right, definitely, about the undying hatred, Vanderbilt. It's probably grown a little bit over the years. But they asked me to come out there and do it for, I think, the Auburn game. And I told them I really want to do it for the Vanderbilt game.
That's classic, man. So they tried to throw the Auburn game at you.
Yeah.
And you're like, look, man.
March 3rd, I'll be there.
I could tell in your voice when you rock that mic and Brian Tate threw to you, and I could tell in your voice that you were just jacked up beyond belief to be there in that spot. That's great, man. So what did Tennessee say when you said, "Hey, I want the Vanderbilt game"? What did they say?
They said great. I'm glad they gave it to me. And I think, as far as my hatred for Vanderbilt, I've explained it a little bit. It kind of grows from my freshman year. I'm from Nashville. So, the very first time we played at Memorial, and I could have went to Vanderbilt, but, you know, smart, I chose Tennessee. But my freshman year, you know, they introduced me and, you know, Brandon Wharton from Nashville, and just the whole place just booed. And they booed me every time I touched the ball. And I don't know if you remember the team in 95, 96. I handled the ball probably 70% of the time. So that's all I remember is booze, just, I mean, constantly for 40 minutes. So that's probably where it comes from.
And that kind of stuff stays with you. And then, the thing is, Vandy's Vandy. This year, it wasn't enough for them to beat Tennessee down there in Memorial Gym. They had to rub it in a little bit. There was some hot dogging going on. There was some show goading. And I'll tell you something. Konzo Martin, he hadn't said this. He did not like that. I know for a fact behind the scenes, he told his staff, we're getting these guys when they come to Knoxville. He did not like that at all.
We could never lose the Vanderbilt at home. Never.
What did you think, man, of that crowd on Saturday? And I know when you played here, you dreamed of having the opportunity to play in front of crowds like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just where this program has come in a decade and a half, and what did you think of that crowd Saturday?
It was electric. I mean, it was unbelievable. I think Cameron Tatum said it best. He said it was like the Kentucky game on steroids. I mean, and that pretty much says it all. It was, I mean, you could feel it. And hopefully that'll continue on every year with, you know, as long as the wins start piling up, I'm sure it will. But, man, it was a special evening.
What? Give me your thoughts on Konzo and what he's done.
I like him a lot. You know, coming in, I guess he didn't have the big name, but I loved him as a player. I mean, he's a really good player, and I love the way that the team competes. I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, they're a lot different from Bruce's teams. You know, his teams are more offense. Which, you know, no doubt, you definitely need that. But the way they defend and the way they compete, I love it. I mean, it's exciting for me to watch as a, you know, basketball enthusiast and former player. It's very impressive the way he came in and got everybody to buy into the system.
And at the end of the day, that's really what it's been. I mean, you can see it now. These kids, it's sort of an all-for-one kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And this freshman, I mean, you know a lot about chemistry and how important that is. I think it's pretty remarkable that this kid can come in off the street, Stokes, and not only play the way he's played, but be accepted the way he's been accepted.
Mm-hmm. He seems like a really good kid. You know, I haven't got a chance to really talk to him, but his attitude on the court and the way he plays, he seems very humble. He seems like a hard worker. And he's came in and he's proved that you know, he's everything that everybody said he was. I mean, he's made all the difference in the team since the beginning of the season.
What did you do? I don't know if you heard about this, but over the weekend, going back to that Vandy thing for a second, because I really want to cultivate your hatred of Vandy. I think we need to really sort of ratchet up your hatred of that. If I don't accomplish one thing today, if I do accomplish one thing, I want you to hate them that much more by the time we get off the air. And
that'll be hard to do.
Well, that Stallings guy is such a clown. First of all, after the game the other day, which was a great college basketball game, and you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. He's been around long enough to know that. And when you're on the road, you're going to lose more than you're going to win anyway. And when you're playing a good team like Tennessee, it's going to be nearly impossible to beat them in Thompson Bowling Arena on Saturday, on senior day, and he ought to know that. But he's sitting over there at the end of the game yelling at our fan base, at our students, enjoy the NIT, enjoy the NIT while we're in the NCAA. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And how about this, Brandon? After the game, this clown is asked by a reporter, do you think Tennessee is an NCAA tourney team? Now, let me give you a little backdrop here. On Sunday, Calipari, unprompted, looked into the camera for CBS and said, hey, I want the world to know that there's a team in our conference that better get into the NCAA tourney. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Stallings had a chance to do that when he was asked by a member of our media his thoughts on Tennessee and their NCAA tourney chances, and he said, and I quote, I'm not concerned with that. We don't concern ourselves with that.
That definitely adds fuel to the fire. You know, that goes along with the rivalry. I'm sure that the Vanderbilt faithful, they wouldn't want him to say anything good about Tennessee. And I'm familiar with Coach Stallings. So we played them in the NCAA tournament when he was at Illinois State.
That's exactly right.
Yep. And also the assistant played for him, Dan Muller. But, I mean, that's what you expect him to say. I mean, my hatred for Vanderbilt, I mean, it grows every day, and that definitely adds to it. I tell my friends that it grows so much every day that by the time I'm 60, I'll probably just be sitting outside a memorial heckling students.
I love that. 60-year-old Brandon Wharton. Now, since you're a lefty, will you be giving him the finger? Would that be with the left hand or the right hand? Is that a natural thing?
It'll probably be with the left.
That's why you're my man. Brandon, talk to me. You've got, and we can't get too far into this, but you've got some kinfolk in the mid-state who, shall we say, are rising in the in the football mm-hmm. sense. Are you going to do everything in your power to make sure that that youngster becomes a volunteer?
I think the best way that I can say it is that I bleed orange.
You're my man.
So.
Good kid?
Oh, yeah, great kid. He's got some good genes.
I'll say this. I remember when your brother played for that Crusader. I'll take you back, man.
Yeah.
I remember when your brother played for that Crusader football team. Your brother was a heck of a football player, wasn't he?
He was a very good player, yep. Very good
player. And I understand you have a rising 11-year-old. You like the recruiting services. I'm going to put your kid as a top 10 11-year-old. Hey, come on, Brandon. Now we got these recruiting services out there right now. In the elementary ranks, this kid is a rising. Does he have? Does your boy have ability?
He does. Let's not put him there yet. His head's already still big from this weekend. So let's not put him there yet. But
When he saw Daddy go out there, is that what you're talking about?
But he came out there with me.
Oh, that's right. He was. What? I bet that kid was on cloud nine.
He was. He's the most popular kid at school now.
That's what it's all about. And you know what, Brandon? The opportunity, I have my 12-year-old with me at the game on Saturday, and I look over at him. And, man, when you share something like that with your kids, that's pretty special, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. We, you know, it's me and him sitting there, and three seats down, it's Allen Houston. So, I mean, he knew about Allen Houston's career. It was a wonderful evening. And then we won the game. I mean, it couldn't have been better.
Well, you're my man. I really appreciate you taking a few for us and talking with us today. This Tennessee team, in your mind, are they an NCAA tourney team?
I think no question. As far as the ability, I mean, we should make the tournament. Things have changed so much. It used to be just common wisdom. If you were, you know, 500 or above in the league and close to 20 wins, you're going to get in.
That's
right. But, you know, our RPI is not the best. I think the only way we have a real chance of getting in is if we make it to the championship game. We don't necessarily have to win it, but if we make it there, I think we're right in the thick of things.
Really appreciate you taking some time for us. And hope you have a hey, give me a Kevin O'Neill story on the way out.
I don't know if I can give you one for radio. Let me see. Oh, okay. I was telling this one to my nephew. He played in the South State game last night.
Okay.
We played at South Carolina my sophomore year, and they had a really good team. They had B.J. Mackey, Melvin Watson, Larry Davis, really good guards. And I got, I had three fouls probably in the first 5 minutes. And we go to the locker room. We're down by 20, I think. And Coach O'Neill he's lost it. He is just going crazy. And, I'm sitting there and he's going off. And he's like, Wharton, where were you at during this whole time? They went on this 17-0 run. I was like, I guess I was on the bench, Coach. Of course, I got to be a smart aleck about it. And he probably threw everything in the locker room. And I'll never forget that. That's why Coach O'Neill was.
What an absolute nut, man. And here's the greatest thing about it, is he has not changed at all through the years. A complete maniac.
Yep. He was a lot different, to say the least, than Jerry Green. So
interesting. Hey, Brandon, thank you. Have a Dwight Gooden. Good talking with you.
Good talking with you, too.
All right, my friend. That's like saying Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny were different than each other. Jerry Green and Kevin O'Neill.